Hello again, this is Emi. I want to talk today about my new features in JOSN, the conflicts and merging of conflicts. What you can see here is my hometown, Dresden. And first I want to edit something. So as example, let's zoom to this street. And let's select it and add some new properties to it. As example, class to be minor. And add a second property, as example, one way to be false. No, not false, false is city. Everything is one way false, so let's say it's true. Now, let's change some bit more. As example, let's move some nodes around. This node really belongs here, or let's move it to something here, and this node belongs here, and this node to be here. Okay? Now I want to upload these changes, but before I upload them, I have to download the new data. This is because someone could have changed the data meanwhile, and I have to make sure that I have the latest data before I can upload them. This is currently not enforced in the server to make a download, but it will soon be enforced, but you should make a download every time you do an upload. So, whoops. Oh, what's happened now? Okay, we have a conflict here. So, okay. The new conflict dialog here has opened. It is to this button. And you see we have three conflicts. Two in nodes and one in our street. So let's resolve the street first. I double click here. The new merge dialog opens, where you have three tables. One table is my version. This is what we have currently in the database. Their version is what we have just downloaded from the server. And resolved version is what we choose to have as a resolve of this conflict. So let's see, we have here three key conflicts. So these are conflicts in key value properties. And the first one is accessible. We hadn't set accessible to anything, but the server has set it to a car. So as example, we want to keep this version and we choose this. The next is the class we have added. It wasn't in the server before, so we choose our version. And the same way goes for one way to true. Now let's accept these conflicts. And the street has vanished in the list. And if you check it, yes, there's accessible car, class minor, and one way to true. Now let's resolve the two nodes. You can multi-select in the conflicts list to resolve more than one item at once. And here you see in small gray dots the original position of the nodes. This is the position the server has sent for the node, and our position is of course the old one, or no, the new one. We have moved the node. So this is the yellow. You can choose to select all nodes you have here selected to, and you will see you get selected our version and can compare. Okay, these are the two differences. So if we resolve them, we got our dialogue, and here it says for value different, because we have selected two different nodes and they both have different values. So it doesn't say, okay, the value is different for both. I can't say what value to display here. And as example, we choose to have the gray position because we think it is more accurate, as example. So I choose there. And if I now click on OK, please look carefully on the nodes. They have jumped, because we have accepted the server position. Now, since we have solved all conflicts, we can upload the data to the server, and that's it.